This is Wade Renthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. LifeSet, the website run by conservative talk show host Laura Ingraham, is being sued for nearly $55,000 by the Associated Press. Licensing fees, loss of income, and attorney fees are among the items listed in the suit filed in D.C. Superior Court. Justice Department of President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions told a judge on this week that it was withdrawing its claim that Texas enacted the voter ID law with a discriminatory intent. This was the second civil rights retreat since Sessions became AG. U.S. News & World Report ranking of worst states based on health care, education, crime, infrastructure, and other quality of life measures placed Louisiana as the worst, with Mississippi, Arkansas, Alabama, and New Mexico rounding out the list. At the top were Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Washington. Takata, the Japanese auto parts maker, has pled guilty to fraud and agreed to pay a $1 billion fine. New filings indicate that Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Toyota all may have known of the problem and bear some responsibility. Observers believe that Geert Wilders, a one-man party in the Netherlands, has a chance to be elected prime minister in elections upcoming. Supreme Court is debating whether there's a constitutional First Amendment right to access social media accounts like Facebook, Twitter, and similar services, seeing them as having passed and into becoming the public square, which would overturn a North Carolina law barring former sex offenders. Governors meeting with President Trump seem united on the need to maintain existing Affordable Care Act coverage for all Americans on the plan. Others are worried that a repeal could also lead to job lock, the need to keep a job in order to maintain health insurance, preventing early retirements. Warren Buffett, the fabled investor, estimates $100 billion has disappeared under the management of hedge funds, especially in public pensions, particularly due to their high fees. YouTube viewers worldwide are now watching more than 1 billion hours per day and are very close to passing U.S. television viewership. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.